A performance about to get underway here on the pole will be Adrian Hogan. Daniel Humphreys in the 14 will start out of position 2. Robert Hogan in the 6 starts out of position number 3. Out of position number 4, it's Michael Pesci. Out of position number 5 will be Danny Jarks. Position number 6 is Steve Martin. And Eddie Ruiz in the 26 starts at the back of the field. So the two classes, they run together here, but staying split for the start. Open performance comes to line. A good even start. And oh, it's Hogan from the second row. Robert Hogan, who splits the front row and takes the lead into turn number 1. Adrian Hogan sits back there in second. Then it's back to the 14 card of Daniel Humphreys. Behind him, the battle for the heavies, where it looks like Peace has got away early and has opened up a handy buffer from Steve Martin, Ruiz and Jarks. So as the leaders come down to complete lap number 1, it is Adrian Hogan, Robert Hogan, Daniel Humphreys, Peace. Oh, sorry, it was Danny Jarks. I didn't pick the 43 card up there in 5th place from Ruiz and Martin. So as the leaders head round the top of the circuit once again, Adrian Hogan still holding Robert Hogan at bay for the moment. In heat number 1, it was Robert Hogan who took the victory, but contact between Robert and Adrian Hogan late in the race was what determined that result. The 14 of Humphreys runs in 3rd place now. And as they head through the pit turn, no battle at the front of the field for position. It's all back for 5th place at the moment, where Danny Jarks in the Don't Hit Me Eddie cart just gets hit by Eddie Ruiz going down the start finish straight, and Martin is sitting back there in 7th place currently. So Danny Jarks holding off Ruiz, who now has Martin looking to the inside of him, but not close enough to make the pass heading into the top turns. So Adrian Hogan, 2nd place in heat number 1. Danny Jarks, Eddie Ruiz, still no way through. Danny Jarks is the points leader at the moment in open performance, heady from Eddie Ruiz. Greg Williams, who's a fishling today. Michael Peace, Steve Martin, Barry Laver only making the 1 appearance so far this year. And hasn't been out as often as I'm sure he would like. In open performance light, it's Robert Hogan who has the points advantage over Adrian Hogan. So, plenty up for grabs in this one with Robert Hogan and Adrian Hogan battling it out on the racetrack. Adrian Hogan with the advantage at the moment. So Adrian Hogan leading the way in the 7 car from Robert Hogan by 1.155 of a second. Daniel Humphreys sits back there in 3rd. Then it's Peace. Eddie Ruiz has made the pass along with Steve Martin on Danny Jarks, who now finds himself back at the tail end of the field. So as the leader heads up the back straight once again, Adrian Hogan, Robert Hogan and Daniel Humphreys to the top 3. Peace is closing in on him. Well, I should say Pesci, sorry. Michael Pesci in fourth place. First of the heavies. Then it's Ruiz, Martin and Jarks rounding out the field. So 8 laps now completed. And Adrian Hogan has a 1.6 second advantage. He heads through the pit turn once again. And Adrian Hogan well in control. He looks over his shoulder to see where Robert Hogan is as he enters the S's. But Robert Hogan really not making an impression on Adrian Hogan here in this heat. Adrian Hogan, a 31.2 on his last lap, his best lap of the race in that cart shed rigged up B&R entry, is a 31.021. He did that on lap number 3. Robert Hogan, last lap, a 31.5. His best lap, a 31.04 in that Monaco car. So Humphreys, a 31.6, his best lap. He runs in third. Then it's Pessy, Eddie Ruiz, Martin and Jarks, all receiving the white flag now. With Adrian Hogan, the first driver past that start-finish line. Hogan leading the way, Adrian Hogan leading from Robert Hogan. That's Humphreys, Pessy, Ruiz, Martin and Jarks. What can Martin do on this final lap? He's within striking distance of Ruiz. So, checkered flag at the ready, and Adrian Hogan takes the victory. Robert Hogan second, Daniel Humphreys will come home in third place. Then the first of the heavies is Michael Peace. He comes home in fourth place. Fifth place, Steve Martin makes the pass. And Ruiz is in sixth. Seventh place goes to Danny Jarks. Just a reminder, if you want to check the timing and scoring on your mobile device, thanks to Go Hosting here at the Canberra Kart Raceway. It is up and running now. All you need to do is plug in the following address on your mobile device. And that address is... I just need to check...
On the whiteboard in the office.
It's on the whiteboard in the office. So if you want to plug your mobile device into the timing and scoring, check the whiteboard in the race secretary's office.
Connect to the
live and
timing.
You can connect to the
live timing system.
So if you connect to the live timing and scoring system, you can then log in and get the official AKA timing and scoring on your laptop and mobile device. Thanks very much to Go Hosting.
Biosman, quality cleaning products. Couple Sundays of Blow on 0418-964-378. Biosman, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors.
The timing's right for junior national showers, light and heavy.
The tile cleaners do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality work. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. you can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or for the south side 6296 2556.
Sure.
25 years of family service. Proud sponsor of the Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Camper Kart Racing Club.
Well, Taylor Harness having troubles there, now drops back to the tail end of the field. Sean Shibuteri got the jump and oh, contact there between Taylor Harness and Taylor Chancellor. So there's some shenanigans going on right around the racetrack. Shibuteri got the jump into turn number one, and then as they were going into the S's for the first time, Jaden Boulding just went spearing off the track backwards. He was able to gather it back up and restart, but he's a long way down on the field. So, Shibuteri leads. Cameron Ward, Ryan Jenkins. Jack Westcombe-Casey is up into third now as Jenkins. Oh, Jack Westcombe-Casey pulls off the circuit going into the S's. Looks like he's thrown a chain as he hops out of his cart. So that means it'll be Ryan Jenkins up to third again. Lachlan Chancellor, Taylor Harness. Then it's back to Taylor Chancellor and Jaden Boulding. So as we complete lap number 3 of 10 here in Junior National Light and Heavy, Shibuteri has a 1.6 second lead over Cameron Ward in the 56 cart. Lachlan Chancellor, the first of the heavies in the 22. Then it's Taylor Harness. Ryan Jenkins has now fallen back down to fifth with Taylor Chancellor and Jaden Boulding all making up some ground there. Jack Westcombe-Casey, of course, out of the race, so disappointing for him. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the officials have got a problem with some of the antics early on in this race, because there was carts spearing off the circuit in all different directions. Shibuteri, though, out in front. He won heat number one with a great pass on the last lap over the second-place driver, Taylor Harness. But Harness not proving to be a factor at the moment. She's in fourth position, 5.9 seconds off the race leader as we hit half race distance. Shibuteri, Ward, Lachlan Chancellor. Taylor Harness closing in on Lachlan Chancellor now. Then it's Ryan Jenkins, Taylor Chancellor, and Jaden Boulding rounding out the field. So Shibuteri in the top cart, leading the way as the race leader heads down the pit straight and into the pit turn once again. The 33 cart of Sean Shibuteri back further to Cameron Ward. Then it's Lachlan Chancellor. Taylor Harness still trying to close in on Chancellor, but hasn't made much of an impression so far. Taylor Harness doing double duties in the race weekend, also out there in the J-Max. Jenkins, Jaden Boulding has made the pass on Chancellor now and is closing in on Ryan Jenkins. So Jenkins in the 7, Boulding in the 16, about to battle it out for 5th position, and looking at the speed that Jaden Boulding has, he is going to be well and truly in control.
Mm-hmm. that office is no longer Canberra Public Programs office.
Sean Shibuteri will take the win here. Cameron Ward comes home in second. Lachlan Chancellor in third. Taylor Harness is fourth. Jaden Boulding in fifth. Ryan Jenkins. And then it's Taylor Chancellor in seventh. Rounds out the runners still on the circuit. So, well, a frustrating race for some here in Junior National Light.
Yes, firewood supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass Murrumbateman for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key aspects of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs, Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need.
Natural gas and water are the big sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water heating and cooling, including solar hot water systems. If natural gas and water supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric gas, continuous flow, and solar, as Canberra not only gets cold in winter but hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give natural gas and water a call today on 6241 8237.
So as they come across the start finish line single file, Fripp, Morris, then it was back to Lofts and then Catherine Morris, but already as they work their way up onto the back straight, Jess Morris has dropped another spot to the 13 cart of Anthony's Lofts. So Rowan Fripp leading the way here as he comes across the start finish line. Race leader. Then it's back to Lofts, Morris. It's Jess Morris followed by Catherine Morris. Oh, around goes Jess Morris into the S's. She gathers it back up and doesn't lose a spot. So, Rowan Fripp leading the way quite comfortably. 1.6 second advantage in heat one of the rookies. Rowan Fripp had a solid win by 1.2 seconds. So already Lofts with a bit of work to do, because after two laps he's 2.4 seconds behind the race leader in Rowan Fripp. Jessica Morris is followed then by Catherine Morris as they round out the running order. So, in the rookies, it's the Grenfell driver Thomas Sargent who leads the points coming into this weekend. Rowan Fripp sits in second position. So Fripp on 37 points has got a handy buffer back to the rest of the rookies field. Anthony Lofts has only done well a couple of races this year, has 14 points in the club championship as we are into the sixth round. So Fripp Lofts, Morris, Jess Morris, followed by Catherine Morris. As Fripp is out to a 3.7 second lead in that Kart Shed ACT Car Recyclers entry. Anthony Lofts, then Jess Morris, and Catherine Morris. So as Rowan Fripp, his last lap time, a 38.055. Anthony Lofts at 38.472. Now coming up onto the back of Catherine Morris to put her a lap down in the 17 kart. Jessica Morris with a spin, but gathered things back up, a 40.883, her fastest lap of the race, as we're over half race distance now. Rowan Fripp is your race leader from Anthony Lofts, Jessica Morris and Catherine Morris. So the rookies heat number two, and Rowan Fripp looks good now for another win here, as he is out to a 4.9 second advantage at the front of the field. A 38.1 that time to a 38.6 for Lofts. So that is why the advantage extended even further. And, well, a good run here for that Kart Shed sponsored entry, number 75, your race leader, Rowan Fripp. So up next will be the Junior Max and Clubman, as this sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship continues here at the Canberra Kartway. The fifth round, of course, held over at Grenfell at the Bob Hine Memorial, and gee, what a weekend that was. The Grenfell Kart Club getting ready for the New South Wales State Championships coming up in October this year. That will be a fantastic race weekend, and I know everyone at Grenfell's hoping that you'll be able to get over and be part of that race. So yellow flag out as Catherine Morris, I think, has had another spin. Rowan Fripp coming up onto the back of her cart now. And so, Morris, a lap down to your race leader, Fripp. In fact, no, that was, well, I think it was Jess Morris. So both the Morrises about to go down laps to the leader, as the white flag is out. And the leader, Rowan Fripp, oh, just squeezes three wide up over the rise there. And that was, well, a opportunity for something to go spectacularly wrong, but fortunately your race leader heads around the top of the circuit for the final time. And to the checkered flag, Rowan Fripp takes another victory. Morris will be home in third, a lap down. That's Jessica Morris, Catherine Morris, and of course Anthony Lofts in that Rudd's cart will finish in second place. Some great racing here in the rookies as we get set for the Junior Max and Junior Clubman.
Canberra Car Shed is a full service car shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track, or check out his full range of products, including Freckle engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Kartshed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367.
Rock Solid Concrete, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concrete and paving needs, give them a call today.
Biosyn, quality cleaning products. Call Sunday to Blow on 0418 964 378. Biosyn, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors.
If you have a problem with
the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal tile cleaners and leather cleaners. It's Biosyn. Quality cleaning products. Call Zero 0418 964 378. Biosyn, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, about set here for Junior Max and Junior Clubman. So Taylor Harness in the Junior Max. Now we've got Taylor Harness out on the circuit, I think. Yes, Taylor Harness is out there. Just going out now, Sean Chibiteri, the winner of heat number one. Josh Hemphill's out there, but Lachlan Chancellor isn't out onto the circuit yet.
It's only halfway. It's not going.
It's not fired up. So that's frustrating for Lachlan Chancellor as they try to get that cart. No, it pulls that cart off the circuit, so we'll have only the three carts underway here. Harness will start from the pole. Out of position number two now will be Josh Hemphill. Out of position three, Sean Chibiteri. So, disappointment there for Chancellor. As we get set for a start. Away and racing. And it is Hemphill who gets the jump. Hemphill up the inside from Chibiteri. And Harness drops to the back of the field now. So around the top of the circuit. And it is Hemphill who leads the way from Chibiteri. Back then to Harness as the three carts go across the line. Front two, Chibiteri looks to the inside. Hemphill on the crossover into turn one, out of turn one, and Hemphill will continue to lead. So Hemphill in the 17 cart, your race leader. On Sean Chibiteri, you've made the move. Going into turn number one that time, heading up the back straight. He was unable to get the pass done as they work their way into the pit turn once again. Hemphill and Chibiteri. Nose to tail through the S's. Hemphill gets wide coming out of the right-hander. That gives Chibiteri an opportunity to strike. As they head up the back straight, Chibiteri goes to the outside once again, side by side into the top turns. Chibiteri on the crossover will take the lead. Hemphill, what can he do? Coming down the pit straight. He flicks the cart sideways into the pit turn, but is unable to make a challenge on the back of the Chibiteri card. So Sean Chibiteri, winner in heat number one, leads the way here in heat number two as we have completed three laps here of the 10 lap journey. Chibiteri, Hemphill and Harness, 1, 2 and 3, separated by 0.9 of a second, first to third. So a good close race here in Junior Max and Junior Clubman as the leaders head across the start finish line. Chibiteri and Hemphill, 0.2 of a second That's about through one to two cart lengths. As Hemphill will just lose a bit of ground going up the back straight this time. And Harness is on a charge now. Harness really closing in on the front two. And in a good battle for position. Taylor Harness. Running in third. With a 33.778 on that last lap. She's the fastest driver out on the circuit now. Shubiteri, a race leader, was a 33.9 and Hemphill was a 34.0. So, Harness really starting to come to grips with this more powerful car. And as the leaders start flicking their carts into the pit turn, Harness just has to now work out a way to start making up the positions. Shibutari and Hemphill locked together at the front of the field. Harness has just fallen back slightly, although still the fastest cart out there. Here comes Hemphill, looks to the inside on Shibutari, not close enough. And Shibutari continues to lead as they come down the pit straight to complete lap number 7. Across the start-finish line. Now Hemphill's got a great run. Going down into turn one. Oh, Hemphill flicked it sideways and killed a bunch of speed going into turn one that time rather than run up the back of Shibutari. So that's cost him on the out of the S's. And now Harness looks to the inside of Hemphill, looking to go for second position, but can't pull off the move, heading around the top of the circuit. There'll be two laps to go next time by the start finish line, and it's Shibutari who leads the way from Hemphill and Harness. Shibutari, your race leader in cart number 8. The 17 is Hemphill, the 48 is Harness. And Harness all bogged down coming out of the S's, so it looks like she won't play a factor in the latter stages of this race. Hemphill looking to try and find a way past Shibutari. But it's Shibutari who has control of this race. Hemphill pulls out, going down the pit straight, but pulls back in again quickly. They run nose to tail across the start finish line. And Shibutari is your race leader. Now he goes slow into the S's, and that gets him about a half a cart length over Hemphill coming off. So Shibutari looks like he's got enough of a lead now. As they head up the back straight, Harness is going to have another challenge on Hemphill, but they're still single file as they head down the pit straight for the final time. Into the pit turn, and Sean Shibutari will take the checkered flag. Second is Hemphill. Third is Taylor Harness. So up next will be the cadets here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
I think it's cable. Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key areas of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs. Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough,
but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earth
Moving. Just ask, I'll put up my new blind here.
Get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete the job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.
Yeah, guys, this is the slow driver, very slow driver.
Thank you. Alright, guys, so this is the young cadet that'll get past probably two or three times, so just be ready on the blue flag. We'll try and give them a lot more warning this time.
All right, as we get set for a start here in cadets, heat number two. Levans is off the pole, but it's Ruiz who gets the jump. Haynes and Bolton back there in the second row, working their way forward already. Haynes has got the lead. Bolton is there in second position. Then it's Ruiz, Levanes, and then it's Shepherd Ashby. Levanes, well, not got the speed that he would have expected coming into this round. Haynes has really got that power kart raceway entry going well. Back then to Bolton, that's the Canberra kart shed. Kart number 23, Amir Bolton, almost in a bit of a tank slapper that time, going through the S's. So head up around the top of the circuit. They work their way through the pit turn once again. The leaders around the top turn once again. Haynes, Bolton, Levanes now getting the job done on Ruiz. Then it's back to Shepherd Ashby, who is going to be going a lap down here very shortly. So as our race leader, Josh Haynes, under plenty of pressure from Mia Bolton. Bolton looks to the outside once again. Haynes sort of come across, didn't really see that she was up that far, and Bolton had to back out.
I just re-hit it, go to the current run, and it started.
Haynes, Bolton, there was 0.09 of a second between them across the start-finish line on that last lap. So the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit of Mia Bolton and the Power Kart Raceway Top Kart of Josh Haynes. They work their way across that start-finish line now once again. And Haynes has got some breathing room now. Bolton As, oh, we got a spinner up at the top of the circuit. I think that might be Shepherd Ashby. So Shepherd Ashby has had a spin but gathered it back up. Although, might have actually been Sebastian Ruiz. Yeah, it was. So sorry about that. It was Sebastian Ruiz that had that spin. Very upset about it. But, well, he's still out there and circulating, which is the important thing. As the leader comes down, six laps completed, Josh Haynes out there in front. So Haynes leading the way from Bolton. Haynes is your race leader. Second place, Mia Bolton. Been driving extremely well. And then back to third place is Levance, but Levance just still not with that speed there at all. And Levance with some work to do over the break to get that car right back up to full speed. So the race leader, still cart number 10, is Josh Haynes. Bolton fading back now as she is unable to maintain that speed we saw earlier. So Bolton about 3.2 seconds back off the leader. So race leader, Josh Haynes under the white flag. Haynes leading from Bolton, Levanes, Ruiz and Ashby, but no real problem for Josh Haynes, who heads down onto the back. Oh well, Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. Haynes didn't have to be that aggressive then. It was Ruiz, sorry, that was aggressive. Haynes now takes the checkered flag. Bolton will come home in second. Levanes is in third. Then it'll be Ruiz in fourth and Shepherd Ashby in fifth place. So up next, it's tag 125, light and heavy.
Jennifer Nicholas from Aussie, call her on 0414-243-726 for a home loan project, financing inquiries, debit consolidation, home loan purchases, or investment purchases. If you're thinking of home improvements or renovations, it's free to have an appointment to look at your needs. Call Jennifer on 0414-243-726.
Because we reckon if you want to be better off, it's smart to ask.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Car Racing Club.
Yes, Father, it's a promise to be quality from the wood to gas, Murray Bacon, Canberra.
Three heavies of tank on.
35 years. Be it iron bar, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie at 0408 694 464.
I can plug
it's
into the
Firewood
Supplies,
delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
It's definitely got cable.
Okay, a lap away from a start here in tag 125. That's a pale cable. So, as we get set for that, Chris Cooper will be on the pole in the 21, Macaulay Allen in the 96. The 5 is James Hutchinson. The 69 is John Wells. The 75 is Jacob Fripp. Hempel's in the 32. John McCabe's in the 66. And Paul McCabe is in the 81. So, as we get set for a start here, the heavy staying a long way back as we go green, and it's Allen who gets the jump off the start. Allen leads the way as they head into the S's for the first time. Cooper back there in second. Then it's back to the next car through. I think that was Hutchinson. No, it was Wells, then Hutchinson. Race leader across the start finish line now. Macaulay Allen. Chris Cooper slots back to second. Wells, Fripp, Hutchinson, Hemphill, John McCabe, then Paul McCabe. They're having a good battle at the back of the field. Hemphill, John and Paul McCabe battling it out for 6th, 7th and 8th position currently as they work their way up the back straight once again. John McCabe looks to the inside and will make the move on Hemphill and take the spot. Hemphill fights back, coming off the top turns, side by side down the pit straight now, and Hemphill will hold on. Oh, James Hutchinson off the circuit, comes back on, losing a bunch of ground but not a track position as yet. Oh, in fact, yes, Hutchinson has been he's so far off the track he's missed the timing and scoring line, so Hutchinson will have to wait until timing and scoring has been able to catch up and give him that lap back. So, more the change at the front of the field now as Cooper Allen goes to the front. Chris Cooper goes to the front. Macaulay Allen drops back to second position. As third place is John Wells. Fripps in fourth. Then it's back to Hutchinson, John McCabe, Andrew Hemphill and Paul McCabe round out the running order. As Chris Cooper continues to lead, a 32.7 his last lap, over Macaulay Allen with a 32.9. Now Wells trying to make a move on Macaulay Allen as they head up the back straight. So it is still Chris Cooper who leads the way, Macaulay Allen in second, John Wells right on his back bumper in third. Then it's back to Fripp in fourth position, first of the heavy runners. Hutchinson is back there in fifth place. Then it's John Hemphill and Paul McCabe running the order as it stands at 5 laps. So around the top of the circuit once again. Chris Cooper Macaulay Allen, John Wells, Jacob Fripp. Sits back there in fourth position, the first of the heavy runners. Oh, Allen bogs down coming out of the S's, and that has finally allowed John Wells to make the pass. So Wells moves up into second position. He is over 1.5 seconds behind the race leader, Chris Cooper. In fact, Chris Cooper extends his advantage. Cooper, Wells, Allen, then it's Fripp, Hutchinson, McCabe, Hemphill, and Paul McCabe. So again, Macaulay Allen having trouble. And now he slows on the circuit. Something come off the side of that cart, and he is rolling around the circuit now, or coasting around the circuit, I should say. And the yellow flag goes out. And unfortunately, Chris Cooper, fortunately for Macaulay Allen, he's going to limp that cart back to the pit lane. Hopefully he'll get enough momentum up rolling down the hill to be able to get it into the pit lane. Meanwhile, Chris Cooper leads from John Wells, Jacob Fripp, Hutchinson, John McCabe, Hemphill, and Paul McCabe. White flag. Oh no, not quite white flag yet. It's 9 laps gone for Chris Cooper, who has a 2.3 second advantage over John Wells. Cooper's last lap a 32.5, Wells's lap a 32.9. Fripp then with a 33.0. Hutchinson, his best lap a 32.5. So as Cooper now completes lap number 10, 2.6 still the margin between first and second. Wells not under any pressure from Jacob Fripp. That's the chairman earth moving, or the chairman, sorry, earth moving cart 75. As the white flag is at the ready, Chris Cooper, your race leader, starts his final circuit here in heat number 2 of Tag 125 Light and Heavy. So the race leader heads up the back straight for the final time, 3 seconds ahead of John Wells. So he's in a good solid position now as the race leader heads to the checkered flag. Cooper takes the win. Wells home in second. Fripp is third. Hutchinson fourth. John McCabe is fifth. Then it's Paul McCabe. No, then it's Hemphill in sixth. And seventh is Paul McCabe. So we'll be having a short lunch break ahead of the start of our third round of heats here in this sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yass Valley Earthworks.